Love one another. On Sunday, the Lord's Day, Mahir and Layla walked with their parents to the home of fellow Christians to pray, worship, and learn. They celebrated the Lord's Supper, remembering how Jesus loved them. This was where they worshiped God, not in a special building, but in one another's homes. The leader told the story of Jesus and his last meal with his disciples. The people who gathered in the home heard the story about the night before Jesus was crucified. That night, Jesus washed the feet of his friends and then gathered his friends for a meal, giving them bread to eat and a cup to drink. Mahir, Layla, and the others were reminded that Jesus told his followers, "I have a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. This is how everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Layla and Mahir, and many of the others in the house, smiled. They liked hearing about Jesus and being a follower of his. The commandment to love one another was nice. It didn't seem too hard. Then the worship leader read a letter from John the Elder. John wrote about Jesus' commandment to love one another. The letter said, "Beloved, let us love one another because love is from God. God sent Jesus into the world so that we might live through him. That's what love is all about. Not that we loved God, but that God loved us first and sent Jesus to love us and show us the way to God. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another." That seemed nice too, Mahir and Layla thought. They were feeling all warm and fuzzy inside. The letter continued, "Those who say, 'I love God,' and are not kind to their brothers and sisters are liars. If we don't love actual people whom we can see, we cannot love God whom we have not seen. The commandment we have is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also." Uh-oh! Layla and Mahir looked at each other, and they weren't the only ones. All around the room, people young and old shuffled, looked away, or glanced at one another awkwardly. Mahir remembered taking the warm bread dripping with honey and eating it all before Layla could have any. And Layla remembered teasing her little brother until he cried last week. Others were thinking of the times they weren't very kind. Maybe loving one another wasn't so easy. Mahir leaned over to Layla and took her hand. Layla squeezed it and said, "I love you too." Then everyone looked around and smiled. All these people were their brothers and sisters in Jesus. They started hugging one another and speaking words of forgiveness and love.